This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guy, smoking out coke, and good to see him back on my television set last night, breaking down the Washington Capitals. Al, I liked that win last night. That was a good one. I thought it was kind of the polar opposite of how they played against New Jersey. They were the better club last night, deserved the W.
They, I think, set the blueprint for how this team can be successful. It was four lines. It was all six defensemen. It was great goaltending. And, you know, the thing that's really kind of caught my eye, and I will include game one as well, where I thought they had some good moments. They're a much faster team right now. And they also seem to be willing and able to get to the front of the net. Two things that Spencer Carberry had wanted to change, certainly getting to the front of the net and creating traffic, creating havoc, looking for some loose change, was something he wanted all last year, and they did it very sporadically. But I've seen a lot more of it in these first two games. You saw a lot of it last night. And one of the things that impressed me is you're going against not only a very good Vegas team, but a very big physical Vegas defense, and they still found a way to get to the front of the net and create some havoc and create some goals.
Al, it seemed like even though Ovi was held off the goal sheet for a second straight game to start the year, he had the boots moving last night. Couple of really impressive assists. The second one to Protas was gorgeous. Six shots on goal. What'd you think about the grade eight?
You know, Grant, one of the things that I thought was interesting when Spencer Carberry talked about the game afterwards, we kind of talked about the way the team reacted to the disappointment of game one. They knew they were, you know, going to be in a difficult spot with New Jersey already playing three games, and the Capitals were going to be one of the only two teams in the National Hockey League that had yet to play a game. So they knew Jersey was going to be kind of up and running while the Caps were going to kind of have to feel their way into the regular season. And he talked about how the team was very disappointed. Well, you know, then you have to turn to your leaders for that, right? Well, the biggest leader on that team is your captain. And I think Ovi certainly met the response that you wanted. He was out there, as you said, was very engaged, moving quite well. Again, I don't know if the move to right wing had anything to do with it. I think it was more about the pride of this still veteran group that was not happy with the way the result turned out for them on Saturday night and were bound to determine to prove differently. And again, we've also seen, right, this team, for whatever reason, seems to rise up against the good teams. They sometimes fall flat or don't give the performance you'd expect against the weaker teams. And they knew they had a good challenge against Vegas. And I love the way they responded to it.
Al, you touched on it. I want to ask you about this move to right wing for Ovechkin. I don't know, man. I you've forgotten more about hockey literally just now since I started the sentence than I'll know in my entire life. But that seems pretty dramatic for, hey, this is game number two. Let's try something completely different than he's done for all but the Adam Oates years here in Washington. What did you make of that?
Well, not only that, Danny, but then moving Mangiapane off that line.
Yeah.
Those guys had worked with Strom together. Obviously, the insertion of Verano was kind of expected, but he made a number of different moves that after one game. I'm right with you. I was a little surprised by that. But I think, you know, when you look at this team, you've got a lot of guys now that are kind of playing out of position to a certain degree. I mean, they'd ask Protas to play right wing. He's a left-handed shot. They'd ask Mangiapane to play right wing. He's a left-handed shot. Even though Ovi's a right-handed shot who loves playing left wing, there does get to be more of a little balance. There are easier things to do for Ovechkin in any guy on his normal side in terms of playing the puck off the boards and things like that. So much easier to do crisply and cleanly on your forehand than you get on your backhand. So I think there was a little bit of that to it as well. It's going to be interesting to see, does this continue? Obviously, you're going to probably see him back there for the Dallas game because they were very successful last night. But it is going to be something. Both Ovi and Spencer Carberry have said it really doesn't make that big a difference where Ovi plays. He's going to be on both sides of the ice. I mean, remember, assist number 700 came from the left side of the ice. So he finds his way to where he wants to go, but he was engaged last night, and we'll see if this is something that can, you know, can help him out by keeping more things on his forehand and making passes and things like that a little easier for him, clears out of the zones, little things like that that could help the overall product.
Al, I was going to say, I noticed him like twice on the right side of the ice in the first couple periods last night. So we make a lot out of like where he's listed, but he's going to do what he's going to do. Real quick, you mentioned the goalie situation. We have not talked a lot on our show about Logan Thompson yet, who came over from the Golden Knights, played his old mates last night. He was terrific last evening, got off to a fast start here in D.C. How good do you think he could be this year? He's only 27. This could be a real sneaky, huge addition for Washington.
Well, it's interesting, Grant. Both guys are going to be unrestricted free agents at the end of the year, right? So there's a lot for both guys to play for. There's no doubt in my mind in the two preseason games where he had the net for the entire 60, and in one case, a little more than that, he was the best player on the ice for the Capitals in both of those games. So I think what you saw from him is exactly kind of what we saw last night. You can say what you want about the preseason, but when you're a newcomer, you got to make good first impressions. And I think the team really understood that he won the Jersey game in Jersey by his individual play, and that Logan Thompson, by his performance, showed you that, hey, I'm just, you know, not a guy that you can, you know, I'm here in case of emergency, break glass. You can use me whenever you need me. And it did sound today, as Spencer Carberry spoke with the media, maybe not a strict goalie rotation the way they have in Boston for the last couple of years with Swayman and Allmark, where one game is yours, the next game is the other guy's, and back and forth and back and forth. But he did make it very clear that he wants to make sure both guys are ready to go and both guys are going to get plenty of playing time to start the season to make sure both are really in tip-top playing condition and sharp for when they need him.
Al, great as always, buddy. Good to speak with you.
All right, guys, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.